Good evening, everyone. I will declare the meeting open at 6:05 p.m. The purpose of this special meeting of council to establish a Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Committee to assist council with the recruitment of a new Chief Executive Officer. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. I'll move on to item two, attendance. Mr. CEO, any apologies?
I think Councillor Palifka.
Thank you. All other members are here in the chamber. There are no leave of absences previously approved. So I'll move on to item three. Do we have any councillors with interest to disclose? Nope. Item four is announcements by the chairperson or presiding member. So I'd like to acknowledge Marcus Geisler for his dedicated service and inspirational leadership as Chief Executive Officer at the EMRC over the past 5 years. Marcus has decided to call time on his illustrious career and retire. His contributions to the EMRC have been exceptional, shaping our vision, market growth and presence, not only in our region, but also the industry. During his tenure, Marcus has exemplified unwavering commitment, strategic foresight and a passion for circular economy and innovation in our region. Under his leadership, the organisation has achieved unprecedented landmark achievements, such as the EMRC FOGO strategy, expanded the EMRC market presence in the waste and recovery industry, regional waste collection and Hazelmere waste transfer station, as well as the commissioning of the circular energy recovery plant. This was achieved by Marcus, fostering a culture of excellence and workplace safety. The EMRC Council will now embark on a recruitment process to identify the most suitable candidate to ensure the ongoing delivery of waste management services. On behalf of the EMRC Council and the entire EMRC, I wish Marcus a well-deserved retirement. Thank you. So I'll move on to item five, employee reports. This evening, 5.1, appointment of Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Committee for the recruitment of a new CEO. So, councillors, we have before you the recommendation to establish a CEO recruitment committee, and we seek nominations to the committee. The recommendation also seeks to delegate powers to the committee to appoint an independent human resources consultant following a request for quote process. The motion also seeks to call the first meeting of the committee on the 9th of May 2024. The recruitment of the new CEO is an important process. As chairperson, I will be nominating myself. And so, councillors, I'll seek nominations now. And if anyone has any questions. Deputy Chair?
I was going to say, I'm just happy to move the whole a recommendation with what was actually put in the report, which would be the four councillors that were on the disbanded CEO performance review, which was Councillor Ames, Councillor Allery, yourself, and me. I would like to move a slight amendment to the terms of reference. I've just noticed in the membership item four, the committee will comprise of council members and independent persons. I think it should just be the brackets around the yes, so it then could be one or more. Otherwise, there might be an indication that it's more than one. And I suggest that in item four, and we probably don't want to list it, but happy for some advice, that we should go to Mills Recruitment, Leicester Blades and Bilby for a quote. And happy to talk on those. So I'm not sure Madam Mayor heard and word that everything up. But
so, Deputy Chair, I'm just going to check because item four just talks about, I can't see where you're talking about the S.
So in item one, the terms of reference, item four in the terms of reference, it says the committee will comprise...
So not in the recommendation...
Just in terms of reference, put brackets around the message. So we only have to appoint one.
Yeah.
Strictly speaking, that would probably be a grammatical edit, so it wouldn't require a resolution to change it.
So just in terms of the actual recommendation as we have before us, is there anything in these limbs other than adding the names of the council members under limb two? Is there anything else that needs to be changed in the actual recommendation?
So it's whether we want to be absolutely specific in recommendation one with the following amendment, and which is add the brackets around the S in item 4.1 of the terms of reference, and item four, where it says request the CEO undertake request quotes for process for the appointment of independent human resources consultant. I think we should be saying at least who we're suggesting to go to. Whether we want that in the motion or not is another thing, and my suggestion is Mills Recruitment, Lester Blades and Bilby.
I'm just going to go to the other councillors before. We haven't got a motion on the table yet because we don't have a seconder. So I'm just going to see Councillor Catalano. Have you got a question or are you seconding?
Well, I just wanted to make a suggestion to that, which is to remove Lester Blades.
Okay, so that's been noted by the mover. So I'm just going to check what's actually on the table. So do you want to add? My suggestion would be don't touch the terms of reference. I think it's grammatical. Okay, it's not necessary to do that. I don't think we should be putting in the names. I think it goes out to the WALGA panel and you go and seek a clarification.
Through the chair, we've got a list, we shortlist, we have the documents ready, and we've identified five suitable companies. We won't necessarily go through the WALGA panel because some of them are not in the WALGA panel, but they have experience and they're all in line with the list that you mentioned. Just expand it. So we have five, actually.
If his three were not on that list, yeah. Could you include them on that list?
They actually are on the list.
All three?
Yes.
All three. I suppose all I'm doing is making sure we actually get more than one quote back, as opposed to what's happened previously. So that was all just making sure we go to at least three.
So I guess given the advice that there's a list of five,
I'll just
move as it is. Okay, seconded Councillor Ames. Councillor Bowman, do you wish to speak to it?
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, Councillor Ames, do you wish to speak? Councillor Catalano?
Sure.
Go ahead.
And that is, does it say in the terms of reference that three quotes are going to be returned?
In the terms of reference?
Yeah, that because I don't have it before me.
Okay, no, the terms
of
reference.
I don't remember reading that.
The terms of reference are for the actual recruitment committee.
Yeah.
So the recruitment committee aren't going out and seeking the quotes. It is the actual administration.
Okay.
So it's not in the term.
How do we get assurance that three quotes come back?
I'll go to the
through the chair. Our purchasing policy requires three quotes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Councillor James.
Yeah, through the chair. Look, I just wanted to clarify that the description under the terms of reference as mentioned, dot point four is that independent persons. What's the description of independent person? Is that the consultant and an independent community?
We've got the definition here in the regs.
Yeah. So,
I'll go to the CEO.
Yeah, through the chair. So it's actually in the local government operational guidelines, CEO of recruitment and selection. So an independent person could be the former elected members or staff members of the local government, former elected members such as mayor or shire president or staff members of another local government, a prominent or highly regarded member of the community, and a person with experience in the recruitment of the CEOs and senior executives.
And that's not the consultant?
No.
So the process is through the chair. The process is that the recruitment committee appoints the consultant. The consultant then looks at the position description and then looks for an independent person and brings that a short list to the recruitment committee. And that then goes to the council for approval, and the council has to then appoint the independent person to go on the recruitment committee.
Is that advertised for the independent person?
Sorry, could you please use your microphone?
Is that advertised? the position for the independent person for the committee.
Through the chair, again, that's subject to the recruitment committee. Again, more often than not, it would be recommended it be advertised to reach a wider public.
But the committee could just discretionally appoint someone.
Yes.
Council.
No, they make a the committee makes a recommendation to council, and then it'll be up to council. Any other questions, or anyone wish to speak on this? I'll go the mover to close. I'll put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, I will now declare the meeting closed at 6:16 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for making the time to come.